Revelation of who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he told the disciples. He said, Peter, blood and flesh have not revealed this thing to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this revelation, I will build my church. The revelation of who Christ is. Amen. And that was what the church was built upon. And we know as the church traveled along, this great revelation got lost. Amen. But that light was still there. It traveled through. And in this last age, that capstone revelation has come back to us. To know that, hey, know who Jesus is. That he is the same word, Jehovah of the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. Said Jesus is God. He and the Father are one. There is one God, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the God of the Amen. He never changes. What he does never changes. Amen. He says it and it stands fast. Like the other last week or last 2 weeks, we were trying to answer this question that a brother sent to me, that God changes his mind, because the Bible says Moses was able to make God repent from what he has said, but we found out that it's never so. What he said, that these people, I will disown them and raise another word, another greater nation unto you. Praise the Lord. At the end of it, it happened.
Amen.
Apart from what Joshua and Caleb, all those people that disbelieved, amen, they all died in the wilderness. So what God said in the beginning, that day when they made another God for themselves, praise the Lord, when they made another God, and Moses had not yet gone to the camp to see what actually was happening. But when God told him that, look, go down, the people you brought from Egypt, go and see what they are doing. They've made another God to themselves. And I'm going to what? Disown them. Praise the Lord. And raise up another nation unto you. Oh, immediately Moses, as the prophet said, that was the spirit of Christ in him, fell, said, Lord, if you do that, then the other nations, they will say that you weren't able to take them to the promised land you promised. And the Bible says, and God repented of what? Of what he said. Not that he repented, but he wanted Moses to go down to the camp and see himself what was happening. Praise the Lord. And when Moses got to the camp, he said the people were naked. What he saw was so much for him that he, even man, praise the Lord, he just cried, who are for the Lord? Come this way. Praise the Lord. And then he ordered the Levites, all those who still stood their grounds, said he killed all of them. Even he, being man, he didn't know what was actually happening in the camp. See, and from that time, what God said right in the beginning to Moses, it fulfilled. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He took them around the wilderness for 40 years and did away all of them and really raised what? Another nation for them to enter into the the promised land. So what he says, you see, what he says, it stands fast.
That's right.
Amen. What he does, it is done forever.
Amen.
Amen. None can take from what he says or add to it. Hey, if you try that one, you know what already will happen to you. If you take anything away from what he says, your name also will be taken away from the book of life. If you add, then all the plagues also in this book will be added unto you. Amen. So what he has said, nothing can be taken away from. Nothing is what? Short out of it. It's just as perfect as he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, it is so, let it be. Amen. So let it be. Aren't you glad? Now the prophet is asking us a question this morning. He said, aren't you glad that you serve that kind of a God that changeth not?
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. See, you can know exactly where you are with him at any time and all the time. Praise the Lord. He is the Amen God. And won't what? Change. This thing says the Amen. I like that. The prophet said, I like that. It means that whatever he said is final. It means that whatever he said at the first age and to the second and to all ages about his own true church and about the false vine is exactly right, and it won't what? Change. It means that what he started out with in Genesis, he will finish in Revelation. Whatever started in Genesis, it will what? Finish in the end. Amen. And what he started in the beginning, the Garden of Eden, see how he came and fellowship with what? With his own creation. Praise the Lord. But that fellowship, we all know, because of disobedience, man lost that fellowship. But that's what was the purpose of God. That's why he created you, we being his attributes. We were thoughts in his mind. And that thought expressed being the attribute, we are his attribute, to fellowship with his attributes. Then the whole thing went off. But that's what was his mind. That was what was his purpose. And he said what he did in Genesis, what he did in the beginning, he would do it in the end. And in the end, that same fellowship will be established again. He will be in the midst of his people. Praise the Lord. Yes. He has two. For he is the Amen. He has to. Because he is the Amen. Finality. Approval. Unchanging. Now we can see again why the devil hates the books of Genesis and Revelation. That's why the devil hates these two books, Genesis and Revelation. He hates the truth. See? He knows the truth will prevail. He knows what his end will be. Oh, that's good. How he fights that, he's trying to fight, but it will never end anywhere. The prophet said, but we are on the winning side. We, I mean, when he said we, the prophet said, I mean the believers of his word only. The believers of his word only. We are on the winning side. Because we are on the amen side. Praise the Lord. Now, we have just about 5 minutes. Let's quickly start with the faithful and true witness. So, this thing says the faithful and true witness. Now, I want to show you what I find in the thought faithful. I want to show you what I found in the thought faithful. When God says, I am the saith the faithful, I am the faithful, the true witness. He said, you know, we often talk about a great unchanging God whose word does not change. We always talk about that great God whose word will never what change. And when we speak of him after that manner, we often get the view of him that makes him seem very impersonal. Amen. That is a God that changeth. Praise the Lord. So, many a time when the prophet said, when we think of him about that manner, we often get a view of him that makes him seem very impersonal. When we say someone is impersonal, that means someone who hasn't, who lacks human feelings. Praise the Lord. Who lacks human feelings. So what the prophet was trying to say here, or was saying here, not trying to say, was saying here was that many times, like you talk about predestination, the way how some people take predestination. He said, if God has already done everything, then what's the need of me worrying myself? After all, what he has done, it won't change. Praise the Lord. So what is the need? So if he has destined that it will be my destiny, definitely it won't change. It will be like that. So why should I worry myself? You understand that? But my brother, my sister, look, predestination. What God has purposed that you be, it will be something that will be in you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And that thing that God has placed in you will what? Will be manifesting itself in your life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See? You cannot run away from it. So it's not a question of, if you think that, well, then I'll fold my arms and I won't go to church, I won't do anything, whatever God has said about me, that's what is going to happen. Yes, that is what is happening. Amen. That you are not part of it. But if you are part of it, that means his spirit already is in you. What he has purposed in your life will surely be manifesting in your life. Praise God. You see. So that's what you are saying here, that we normally take him to be an impersonal God, that he doesn't have any feeling, or whatever is happening in our life, that he has already what accomplished it, and so there's no need for us to do anything. But listen to what the prophet is saying here. He said, now I say that. That is how too many people are apt to think. But that is wrong thinking. For God is governing in the affairs of men right now. He is both the creator and the sustainer. He is working all things that at this moment according to the purpose of his own will. He's working in you. Amen.
Amen.
You are seated here this morning, my brother. It's him that called you. Praise God. Because no one can come unto me except the Father what draws him. Praise the Lord. It's very cold out there. We could have what? You could have been in the warmth of your bed. You see? Yeah, warming yourself. But something just kicks you, man. Praise the Lord. That church bell that is in your heart just begin to what? Ring, and you know that, I need to run to some place. Praise the Lord. You see? So he's working. He said, he's working all things at this moment according to the purpose of his own will. You see? He is right in the midst of all of it. See? He is in the midst of his church. Right now, here, this morning, he's here. Praise the Lord. Because John saw him standing in the midst of the seven candlesticks, always in the midst of his church. He's here this morning. Praise the Lord. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Praise the Lord. You see. Said, this great creator, Savior God, is faithfully working among his own right now. Amen. You see? As the great shepherd of the sheep. Amen. So my brother, this morning, let's come to we continue next week. This morning he's here with us, the high priest, here in our midst this morning. So let us read Hebrews 10, 21, 22, as we just go. Hebrews 10, 21, 22. So if... And he said, and having him, I think that's, let's see. And having an high priest over the house of God. See, he's the Messiah. What should we do? Let us draw near with a true heart of full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. He is what? Faithful that promised. Amen. Amen. So this morning, he's here. Amen. Amen. Let's show our appreciation as the son leader comes and take the church in worship and praises. Let's also show, amen, our appreciation for him. He loved us. Amen. He loved us. That's why we are here this morning. Let's show it by our praise and our worship this morning. How many are going to worship him? How many are going to praise him? Lift up his name. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you stand in the midst of your church even this morning. And Father, how we see you as our high priest this morning, Lord. And Father, we want to commit, Lord Jesus, our songs, worship, and praise, Lord, this morning to your hands as we commit our song leader, the musicians, the instruments, our lips, our hearts, our hands, everything. Father, we want to put them together and worship you this morning. So let your ears, Lord, come down, oh, with us, Lord Jesus. Let the atmosphere be created, oh God, even for the word that will be coming this morning. Father, we know that, Lord, it is something that, oh God, you have preserved for us. We commit our pastor also into your hands, Lord Jesus, as he prepares, oh God, as he stands in your presence, Lord. Father, use him, Lord. Put him aside. We want to see you, Jesus, speaking to us, Lord. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God richly bless you.